This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The reason why red pill Muslims, those who associate with the red pill or are influenced by it, are a shame on the Muslim community and an embarrassment to themselves is because they have no problem attacking Muslim feminists on the basis that they oppose the Quran and Sunnah on so many of the injunctions that they have or attitudes that they may have. But red pill undoubtedly does the same thing in the commodification, the objectification of women, in the telling of men to have intercourse as much as possible, pickup artist tricks, moral decadence, in the encouragement of diatha, telling your wife to do what she wants to do, or your woman, so you don't feel jealous, she doesn't see that she feels like, these kinds of things, completely against the Quran and Sunnah, yet you want to associate yourself with that movement? Why not just associate yourself with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the perfect man? He'll teach you how to be a man who had 9 wives at the same time, kept them all happy and fought the Romans in the afternoon.